DeepEnglish.com.
Cary Brant was a vegetarian and David Off was a rancher. Who was a vegetarian? Cary Brant was a vegetarian. Was David Off a vegetarian? No, David Off was not a vegetarian. David Off was a rancher. Some might say he made his living raising cattle, but many of Cary's vegan friends probably would say he made his living killing cattle. Did some say he made his living raising cattle? Yes, some said he made his living raising cattle. Who would probably say he made his living killing cattle? Many of Cary's vegan friends probably would say he made his living killing cattle. On their first date, he took her on a cattle drive. Where did he take her? He took her on a cattle drive. When did he take her on a cattle drive? On their first date, he took her on a cattle drive. She wondered what she was doing with a man whose values, identity, and way of life were so different from her own. Did she wonder what she was doing? Yes, she wondered what she was doing. Were the man's values, identity, and way of life different from her own? Yes, the man's values, identity, and way of life were different from her own. David was a cattle rancher whose family had been raising cattle for nearly 150 years, and he wasn't going to change. Who was a cattle rancher? David was a cattle rancher. How long had his family been raising cattle? His family had been raising cattle for nearly 150 years. Was he going to change? No, he wasn't going to change. Something had to give for the relationship to survive. Did something have to give? Yes, something had to give. Why did something have to give? Something had to give for the relationship to survive. Cary did a remarkable about-face. What did Cary do? Cary did a remarkable about-face. She now believes that ranchers love their animals and want them to have happy, healthy lives. Does she now believe that ranchers love their animals? Yes, she now believes that ranchers love their animals. What kind of lives do they want them to have? They want them to have happy, healthy lives. She has done a lot of research and thinks that plant-based diets can be harmful. What has she done a lot of? She has done a lot of research. Does she think that plant-based diets can be harmless? No, she doesn't think that plant-based diets can be harmless. She thinks that plant-based diets can be harmful. And since both meat and plant diets can cause harm, she no longer thinks the topic is so black and white. Does she still think the topic is black and white? No, she doesn't still think the topic is black and white. Why doesn't she think the topic is so black and white? She no longer thinks the topic is so black and white because both meat and plant diets can cause harm. She now eats meat and helps David raise cattle. Does she now eat meat? Yes, she now eats meat. What does she help David raise? She helps David raise cattle. While she is happily married, the about-face she did has lost her some of her vegan friends who can't understand her new lifestyle. Is she happily married? Yes, she is happily married. What has lost her some of her vegan friends? The about-face she did has lost her some of her vegan friends. Can they understand her new lifestyle? No, they can't understand her new lifestyle. The story of another vegetarian rancher romance went in the opposite direction. What went in the opposite direction? The story of another vegetarian rancher romance went in the opposite direction. Tommy Sonnen married Renee King 7 years ago. Who married Renee King? Tommy Sonnen married Renee King. When did Tommy Sonnen marry Renee King? Tommy Sonnen married Renee King 7 years ago. Tommy was a cattle rancher, and his new wife did something that he warned her not to do. What was Tommy? Tommy was a cattle rancher. Did his new wife do something he warned her not to do? Yes, his new wife did something he warned her not to do. She fell in love with the cattle. What did she do? She fell in love with the cattle. Renee began spending lots of time with the cattle and treating them like pets. Who did Renee begin spending lots of time with? Renee began spending lots of time with the cattle. How did she treat them? She treated them like pets. She sat with them in the fields and sang to them. Where did she sit with them? She sat with them in the fields. Did she yell at them? No, she did not yell at them. She sang to them. She even gave them names. What did she give them? She gave them names. Tommy warned her not to get too close because it would be too painful for her when they were killed. Who warned her not to get too close? Tommy warned her not to get too close. Why did Tommy warn her not to get too close? Tommy warned her not to get too close because it would be too painful for her when they were killed. Renee couldn't help herself. Who couldn't help herself? Renee couldn't help herself. Her love for the animals grew, and she decided to become a vegetarian. What happened to her love for the animals? Her love for the animals grew. What did she decide to become? She decided to become a vegetarian. Their marriage soon took a turn for the worse. What soon took a turn for the worse? Their marriage soon took a turn for the worse. Renee decided she could no longer live on a cattle ranch. Where did Renee decide she could no longer live? Renee decided she could no longer live on a cattle ranch. Something had to give, and this time it was Tommy. Did something have to give? Yes, something had to give. Was it Renee? No, it was not Renee. This time it was Tommy. Tommy told Renee that he was done ranching. What did Tommy tell Renee? Tommy told Renee that he was done ranching. Rather than risk divorce, he was ready to quit and sell all of his cattle. What was he ready to do? He was ready to quit and sell all of his cattle. Why was he ready to quit and sell all of his cattle? Rather than risk divorce, he was ready to quit and sell all of his cattle. But selling them meant they'd be killed by their new owner. What did selling them mean? Selling them meant they'd be killed by their new owner. Renee couldn't live with that, so she decided that she would buy them. Could Renee live with that? No, Renee couldn't live with that. What did she decide? She decided she would buy them. Unknown to Tommy, Renee had started a popular blog called The Vegan Journal of a Rancher's Wife. Who had started a popular blog? Renee had started a popular blog. What was the blog called? The blog was called The Vegan Journal of a Rancher's Wife. Did Tommy know she had started a popular blog called The Vegan Journal of a Rancher's Wife? No, Tommy did not know she had started a popular blog called The Vegan Journal of a Rancher's Wife. Her website followers raised the money for Renee to buy the cattle. Who raised the money? Her website followers raised the money. What did her website followers raise the money for? Her website followers raised the money for Renee to buy the cattle. Tommy is now a vegetarian. Who is now a vegetarian? Tommy is now a vegetarian. He gave up the life of a cattle rancher for love. Did he give up the life of a cattle rancher? Yes, he gave up the life of a cattle rancher. Why did he give up the life of a cattle rancher? He gave up the life of a cattle rancher for love. He now works with Renee at an animal sanctuary that saves farm animals from being killed. Who does he work with? He now works with Renee. Where does he work? He works at an animal sanctuary. What does the animal sanctuary do? The animal sanctuary saves farm animals from being killed.